Live from the Allstate Skyline Studio.
This is the Steve Cochran Show
on 720 WGN.
I've got Christmas on my mind.
11 minutes after 7 o'clock. Sammer, print for me, if you would, the Melania Trump's office press release from yesterday.
I will do that by way of Joe, because I have no access to printing.
Why doesn't your computer connect anything?
It doesn't.
Is it a real computer?
It is a real computer, but it doesn't print in over this way.
Oh, we need to fix that.
It's something, I bet it's by choice.
Don't we have people,
so no
we have
one
people
will ask
that
me?
Can connect something to something to make
she
that happen?
She can always say to you, I wish I could, but...
can't help you out, my friend.
I'm trying to go paperless. It's more green. I'm trying to stop, you know, Justin wants us to eat
so
more
it has
beans
nothing,
and less meat. I'm saying don't print on paper.
It has nothing to do with me annoying you. It actually is something you're trying to do.
It is, yeah.
Okay. There you go.
Is it a little bit me annoying you?
That was the impetus. That was the inspiration, the motivation.
The reason we played a little Christmas Tunesky here is because, once again, it's time for Christmas Week. Good morning, Christmas Week.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I am wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing fine, thank you. And now it's time again to give away another one of these $100 gift cards to Tree Time, the most ginormous selection of artificial Christmas trees and unique decorations anywhere, everything Christmas at Tree Time. Pepper Road, I should say, in Lake Barrington. Have you been there?
Got my Christmas tree from Tree Time, and it's up in the house right now.
I saw some pictures on Instagram with the cat playing with the tree.
I believe it's the bedroom tree.
And it's our bedroom tree.
It's still early.
Too early. It's too
How
early.
Many trees?
Why are you going to trees so early?
Two trees.
And do you decorate the outside as well, or is that...
A little bit. Not crazy.
Chicago Accent Challenge.
That's the next question on the Chicago Accent Challenge. How many trees? Two trees.
How many trees you got? I got two
trees.
Two trees.
Yeah, pink bedroom tree fake. Downstairs, we'll get a real tree, after Thanksgiving.
Right. You know, we got the performance studio here that we're working on the decorations. Do you approve or not approve?
I approve.
Okay. Because I run all Christmas stuff through you. You know that.
Are they bringing the Santa, the half Santa that they
have?
That's
not my favorite.
I thought bringing the Santa meant you were in the spirit. I'm bringing the Santa.
Bringing my Santa.
Yeah.
They usually do a Santa falling out of a fireplace.
Stuck in a fireplace.
Yeah,
we don't have a fireplace. Tough break. That was a fake one?
Yeah.
Oh,
fake one.
I didn't know that.
That's not my favorite decoration if they're taking input.
Scare the children.
Yeah, I don't care for it.
Oh, we should say, Christmas Pete, I don't know if you know this, we do choruses, choirs, divine singing groups.
I do know.
That come in here, so I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, I can't
wait. We have three
wait.
Booked so far. I believe the first one is the week after Thanksgiving.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we had some tremendous talent last year.
We did, and I've weeded out the ones that weren't good. So we are no longer hosting them.
Miles is in the Glee Club. They do. They'll go to Mariano's and do something in the Palmer House. That's right.
Nice.
Oh, I thought you meant just go shopping.
Well, they
like
do that.
Mariano's.
Yeah, they do. They go to.
So, I'm sorry, buddy. Let me turn your microphone on so I can actually hear you. You go to Mariano's and where else?
Oh wait, he's got to get his hands on.
Okay, you don't need your headphones, buddy.
It'll mess up your hair.
We go to Mariano's, the Palmer House, and there's somewhere else.
What songs do you know what you're doing? What songs you're doing?
We're doing lots and lots of songs. Sleigh Ride, the Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas Is You.
You're
doing Text Me Merry Christmas.
Oh, yeah, Text Me Merry Christmas. That's a cringy one.
I don't know that,
but I like that term. All right, you have a trivia question. 312-981-7200. First correct answer to this question wins that $100 gift card to Tree Time.
This is an easy one. In the groundbreaking Simpsons episode, Simpsons Roasting on an Open Fire, the original air date was December 17th, 1989, which makes it the only full-length Simpsons episode to air in the 80s.
Is that the question?
No. Marge asked Bart and Lisa for their Christmas lists to see what they want for Christmas.
Okay.
Lisa asks for a pony. What does Bart ask for?
Oh, that's a great question. I have no idea. That's a great question.
Caramba.
Yeah. So first correct answer, 312-981-7200. What about music? You got any music while we wait for a winner?
I have a great song from 1976 by an artist named Margie Joseph, and it's called Christmas Gift.
Christmas Gift. Here you go.
If you ever need a lift, think of my Christmas gift. If you're feeling like you're falling from a cliff,
that's the music of my people.
Are They Alive?
Yeah. Got a little Patti LaBelle feel to it. Old school Patti LaBelle.
Sweet.
Cranking it out.
Yeah.
So I like that. I like
this
that
is
lot.
The one song he's let play as long as it has, Steve.
It's the music of my people.
Yeah, you spoke to him.
Matter of fact, crank it up again. I'm trying to get something to help you reference it. It's a lot like Lola Falana.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's got a little Lola Falana.
Sure.
Got to keep Dave up to date on this stuff. Give him the hip artist. Nice job by you. And what about a Christmas event?
A Christmas event is this weekend, if you are looking to do some early Christmas shopping, there is a great fair called the Show of Hands Craft Fair. It's at Architectural Artifacts in Ravenswood.
Nice. I don't think of you as a craft fair guy.
Oh, my. Oh, wow.
Am I wrong?
Oh, my God.
I've never been more insulted in my life.
Even Miles has seen Pete at craft fairs.
Miles,
you don't know the secret life of Pete Zimmerman.
I enjoy the heckling, but mostly for Miles.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
So you are a craft fair guy. Is my point.
Well, my wife is. She is a stationery designer, and will be at the fair booth 30. Find us on the first floor if you're looking for.
But you can pick up stuff.
Christmas.
You can this and that.
You can buy. You can do all your Christmas shopping.
Wait, which booth is it? Where is this?
It's at the Show of Hands Craft Fair. It's at Architectural Artifacts in Ravenswood.
Oh, okay.
On Ravenswood, yeah.
Yeah, on actually.
Because I do craft fairs. I should have had a booth next to her.
Yes,
that would have been fun.
Yes. Oh,
that would have been really cute.
Spend all weekend with me.
La Familia Green is where
you hang out at the booth too then?
Yeah, you're in Florida laying around on the beach. You should be up here selling your Christmas stuff.
Oh man, I know.
Pete's pulling like
I got one more craft fair.
16-hour days.
Yeah, these are long dates for him.
Long days.
Good husband.
Yeah.
My husband
and by the way, a good Christmas Pete.
Steve sets up and leaves.
Yeah, he just says, I'll see ya. Have fun. And he'll come back if I need table help, you know.
Steve's in Algonquin. Steve, you know the answer to the question?
You know, it took me a little bit to think of it, and then I remember seeing Bart's face when he saw it, and he thought it'd be a great gift for Marge, and it was a tattoo.
All right, children, let me have those letters. I'll send them to Santa's workshop at the North Pole.
Oh, please. There's only one fat guy that brings us presents, and his name ain't Santa.
A tattoo?
A what?
Yeah, they're cool and they last the rest of your life. You will not be getting a tattoo for Christmas.
Yeah, if you want one, you'll have to pay for it out of your own allowance.
All right!
Ding, ding, ding!
The funny thing about that is he gets the tattoo, and then that's where they poke it, and he's like, ow, ow.
Over and over again.
Yeah.
He gets the tattoo, and then Marge has to spend all their Christmas money on tattoo removal.
She was
counting on
the old story of money being spent on tattoo removal for your 10-year-old.
Yeah.
Maybe you guys can answer this question. In that clip, you hear Homer being a responsible dad. At what point did the Simpsons move over to Homer being a doofus?
Well, I think 89, it was still all about Bart, wasn't it, before it became about Homer?
Yeah, it changed a bit.
Well, he wasn't fully responsible. He said, you'll have to get it out of your own allowance. He's still a 10-year-old wanting a tattoo, so not a full.
Well, Steve, look, the important thing is, Steve, you've won a $100 gift card to Tree Time. Congratulations.
That's cool. Thanks. I needed a Christmas tree.
There you go, buddy. Hold on, buddy. And Christmas, Pete, can we look forward to the next episode with the same sort of glee and anticipation?
We can. Friday at 9:40.
And in case you missed the most important lesson of the show so far today, Pete is a craft fair guy.
Big time.
Right. Just so
bigly.
Booth 30.